I'm Jennifer Cook DeRosa, and this is my homeschooling for college credit story. In 1990, I graduated from the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York. While I was working as a young chef, I was invited to join a team of other chefs and local community college district to help introduce a new culinary arts apprenticeship degree to our area. They hired me to help develop it. Now, this would be the first program like this in our state, and I love this kind of big project. I love building programs. My passion shone through in my work because although I lacked a master's degree, they allowed me to stay on and run the program that I had helped create. This was a tremendous job, but it really felt like playtime. I found such a sense of purpose in college administration. It was a perfect use of my skills. Years later, when my husband and I started a family, a switch flipped in my head. And just like that, I knew my most important job would be being a mom. So I quit working full time and I focused on building our family. My college employer was terrific. Rather than let me totally leave, they allowed me to stay on in any capacity that I wanted. I could name it. So I arranged a unique situation that allowed me to teach part time one day a week, while retaining my role as chairman of apprenticeship and as program advisor. At a time before remote work was famous, this was as close to perfect as I could have asked for, and it was a schedule that I kept for almost 2 decades. Over time, we had more children, and I started homeschooling. Pre-internet homeschooling was a lonely proposition. I had to rely on homeschool books and magazines to connect with other homeschool parents to keep me inspired. In real life, I knew maybe one or two people who were homeschooling their kids. As time went on, my oldest was about seventh grade, and I felt incredible doubt. I didn't know if I'd have the ability to get him into college. Even though I was a good homeschool mom, I wasn't sure if I'd be a good homeschool guidance counselor. I strongly considered sending all of our kids, quote unquote, to school once they hit about ninth grade. I started reading everything that I could find about how to get a homeschool teen into college. Now, the selection was tiny, which added to my fears. So I started looking at general information on college admissions. I was really unfamiliar with a lot of the college application process as it was written in these books because I'd attended a culinary program, not a four-year university. I discovered that the mountain of information was really for one type of student, the traditional student scholar who wanted to apply to a competitive college. Every source I found was the same content with a different cover. It was designed to ensure that the student would fit the mold of what the college expected in an applicant. Alternatives like distance learning, military, apprenticeship, trade school, or even community college were always presented in a negative light. Now, having spent 2 decades working in the community college system and in the world of apprenticeship, I knew that a lot of the positives were being left out. Sure, there's pros and cons, but almost everything that I found in those books made me feel like a second-class citizen for even considering community college for my kids. I still felt unsure about how to navigate the process, so I kept looking for help. My research revealed two giant Venn diagrams, intersecting circles. The first set contained mainstream traditional college. This was relevant to the homeschool families who had solid academics, maybe a big savings account, or scholarship potential. This set wasn't very homeschool friendly if you were average, or if you didn't have a high school recipe outlined perfectly. Now, set two held alternative college credit options that I didn't really understand. These included things like correspondence programs, alternative training, unaccredited schools, or even these new online colleges that were being written about. Many of this option was less than appealing. At the time, nothing really in the intersection of these two sets applied to me as a homeschool family. I wondered where average homeschool kids went to college. When my trusted homeschool magazines wrote about quote-unquote homeschool-friendly colleges, I knew we'd have an uphill battle just due to the limited options that were available at the time. I really prepared myself to take what we could get. I looked at all of the individuality that we had celebrated as a homeschool family and thought it would come to a screeching halt. I figured it was time to play ball. While I worried at home about how my children would attend college, there was a bigger problem brewing at work, and I had no idea how at the time that would change my life forever. Now, our program wasn't graduating students at all. We would admit about 30 culinary apprentices each year, and in a good year, we would graduate about one or two. You see, our apprentices were required to work full-time during their apprenticeship in a restaurant. Their related education happened on campus each Monday. So this arrangement worked perfectly for them and me. But most of all, our students would make it to their very last and final semester before they hit the brick wall. The last semester presented an impossible situation for them. Now, our college didn't offer special Monday-only classes for their general education courses. So our students who had to complete these general education courses to get their degree would save these for the end. Although this was not an official policy, in reality, if our apprentices wanted to get their degree, they would have to quit their job. This was impossible to be in two places at once. So overwhelmingly, our students chose to walk away from their degree. For them, a job was more valuable and more important than a piece of paper. This was a big problem. It was a problem that I could fix today, but I couldn't fix it then. And unfortunately, back then, I didn't know about CLEP. Back at home, one of the college books I read mentioned advanced placement and CLEP exams to earn college credit without spending time in the classroom. This is called credit by exam. I was suspicious of the idea. I asked my colleagues in the testing center if this was legitimate. They assured me it was. And we were an official CLEP testing center. I also learned that our students could complete 75% of their degrees through CLEP. What? Despite having 14 years of student advising under my belt at the time, I had never even heard the word CLEP, CLEP. When I looked it up, sure enough, it was buried deep inside my student advising manual. Why did I have to learn about this on my own? The answer was simple. Colleges have no incentive to offer this kind of information up to their students. When students use credit by exam through advanced placement or CLEP, colleges don't receive tuition. It doesn't help them meet enrollment numbers. It doesn't sell textbooks. It's not that colleges are lying. It's just really a case of them remaining quiet. So I started researching, and I researched the acceptance of CLEP and AP and other credit by exam brands. And I found that almost every college in the country accepted credit by exam in some amount. Also, the general education courses that were required of my apprentices could have all been met through CLEP. If I had been trained to talk to my students about CLEP, maybe I wouldn't have had hundreds of them walking around classified as SCNC. SCNC is a college term and it means some credit, no credential. SCNC. There are about 40 million adults walking around SCNC, and that number includes my students, the ones that I couldn't help. And I was so angry. That day really changed everything for me. I was determined to help my students finish their apprenticeships and graduate with their degrees and using CLEP exams for their general education courses if possible. But first, I wanted to know if these were too hard to pass. I picked up a psychology textbook called Human Growth and Development from my bookstore. I read the book and I took a multiple choice CLEP exam in our testing center. I passed. Wait, what? Wow. Did I just earn 3 college credits in an hour? So I did it again and again. I was using books that our campus bookstore was throwing away. I would read a chapter and another chapter while holding my nursing baby, mostly after our homeschool day had ended. Since pursuing higher education was really outside of our family's budget, I funded my CLEP testing by saving coins in a jar. When I would save enough coins, I emptied the jar and took the exam. I would pass the exam and start saving again. Some people play bridge, and I played CLEP. I was hooked. After just 6 months, I'd passed enough CLEP exams to earn an associate's degree. Now, I'll skip ahead and I will tell you that I enrolled as a distance learning student at Thomas Edison State University. Thomas Edison is a fully accredited state university that is very CLEP friendly. When I applied, I already qualified for the associate's degree, and in the months that followed, I took online courses, local college courses, and some other upper-level credit by exam tests. I finished the rest of my bachelor's degree in about 12 months, earning 2 degrees, an associate's and a bachelor's, in 18 months. I did this with no school debt. I did this while homeschooling, while raising 4 young children, while nursing, while changing diapers. Now, I knew some variation of this plan could work with my homeschool son. Still, I realized that the process that I followed as an adult with adult experience and adult time management skills was probably not going to work for high school kids or teens. For my children and my culinary students, I no longer had to experiment to see if it could be done, which is to say, fast, cheap, and within the parameters of a legitimate degree. Now it was time to draw that wisdom from my experience and be a good steward of the knowledge that I gained so that I could transform this knowledge into a usable plan for them. Despite my excitement, many, yeah, but started coming my way. Yeah, but what about science? That's a good question. So I completed a pre-med science program and I earned acceptance into 4 competitive nursing programs. Now, I didn't really want to be a nurse or a doctor, but I did want to know if testing out of sciences, taking virtual sciences online, and doing these distance learning classes were actually sufficient to gain admission into those kind of programs. And they were. Yeah, but what about grad school? Well, surely you can't get into grad school if you use CLEP, right? Well, good question. So I applied to 7 graduate schools, some of them competitive. Acceptance letters for all 7 followed. Yeah, but what about advanced academics? If you self-study for CLEP, how could you possibly teach yourself enough to hold your own once you enter graduate school? Okay, that question was tricky. I wondered that too. So I decided to apply for a Master of Science program that was open to registered dietitians. Now, I am not one of those, but I made a case in my admissions essay arguing that I had taught culinary nutrition for many years and that the science courses I took through distance learning and CLEP could be viewed as equivalent to those taken by a dietitian in their undergraduate study. I waited, and I was accepted. On May 14th, 2014, I graduated from Canisius University with a Master of Science in Applied Nutrition. My science knowledge was frequently challenged in that program, and in fairness, it's not great, but still, I graduated wearing an honor cord, something that my traditionally educated cohorts did not all earn. My GPA was in the top 2% of graduate students that year. This earned me entrance into the Alpha Sigma Nu National Honor Society. So, one final test, one final yeah, but what about getting a job? Are you actually going to get a job if you've used CLEP or distance learning? What will the employers think? Well, with my new degree in hand, this 44-year-old homeschooling mother of 4 walked into the most prestigious university in my state and applied for a nutrition research position. With 0 research experience, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill hired me to work with their world-renowned scientists at the Nutrition Research Institute. They've actually been on Oprah. The principal investigator told me that she didn't think that they would be able to get me for this job, given my quote-unquote impressive background. Now, side note, my first associate degree was from a trade school with the wrong kind of accreditation. My second associate's degree was earned entirely through CLEP and in 6 months. My bachelor's degree was entirely online classes and virtual sciences. My graduate degree was entirely online. But guess what? They did get me. I enjoyed my time at UNC Chapel Hill. I quit after the clinical trial ended to get back to homeschooling. This brings me to today. My story might sound like an attempt to impress you. It is not. It's about dispelling myths. Every step of the way, I have tested high school myths, homeschooling myths, curriculum myths, distance learning myths, employment myths, college transfer myths, student loan myths, and dozens more. 99.99% of these myths are nothing but bull. Scary, yeah, buts will prevent parents from taking steps into a direction that can help them accomplish great things for their kids. Do you know how many people told me that something couldn't happen or wasn't allowed, only to find out later that they were just wrong? Eventually, testing everyone else's myths became boring, expensive, and a huge waste of my time. If I leave you with one impression, I hope it is that you will be brave when other people start trying to scare you with their yeah buts. The truth is that most people never even challenge the myths that they believe. So why will they impress them on you as if they're true? If you're a homeschooling family, I already know you're brave. I also know that you've made a great sacrifice to line your kids up with a good education and a bright future. You already have the foundation to handle this next season or stage easily. You just have to find your confidence. Much of the high school to college process is designed to intimidate you into compliance, so that by the time you've read hundreds of websites, applied to dozens of colleges, and are willing to mortgage your home and tap your 401k, that you are so beaten down that you'll gladly send your child to any college that'll take them. Instead of surrendering all of this authority over to the experts, I hope that you will be inspired to take on the role of expert in your home school. Since founding the Homeschooling for College Credit Organization, I have met thousands of homeschooling families. Almost every parent fears exactly what I feared. Almost every homeschool parent wants exactly what I wanted. We all want to graduate our children from homeschool. We want to help them earn a legitimate college degree or a trade credential. We want to help them get on track so that they can support themselves in a career, and we don't want them to go bankrupt in the process. If those are your family's goals, they align well with mine too, and you should find this book a tremendous resource for you. Today, in 2024, our family lives in North Carolina, which is a fantastic state to homeschool for college credit. I have graduated four sons from our home school, and I have ended my educational experiment. What began as the uncertainty of homeschool graduation, college admissions, and college completion is now a reality for us. It's also a reality for 59,000 other families in my nonprofit organization. Thank you for listening to my story. And when you have finished homeschooling your teen, I hope that you'll send in your story to share with our community. There is no end to the happy stories that are just like mine, that I read each and every